Good morning. We continue with our study of 30 for 30, the final two psukim in the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros section. The first one is a pasuk in Zechariah. It's the last of the psukim in the Navi section of the Shofros. And we're told, Vashem aleihem yeireh, God will appear on them, v'yatzak kefarakchito, when his arrows are going to come out like lightning. Vashem elokim bashofar yiska, and God will blow the shofar, v'haloch b'saros teiman, and it'll get as far away as teiman. Hashem tzivakos yagen aleihem. Kein tagen alamcha Yisrael b'shalomecha. God will protect them, so too he should protect us. This pasuk in Zechariah speaks about the Gehula. In other words, the Gehula is going to come as fast as lightning. And that's the way the Munkat Rebbe, the Darkei Tshuva, explained the pasuk. It's going to come super duper fast. And whoever, and like lightning, if you stand in the way of lightning, you can get burned from the fire. Now, it's interesting because the poskim here discuss the fact that the end of the pasuk, Hashem tzivakos yagen aleihem, is actually not the end of the pasuk, but the beginning of the next pasuk, and it's a half a pasuk. In other words, we make a change in the rules. The rules generally are that kol pasuk lo paski Moshe, anan lo paskina. Normally, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't teach a pasuk, so we also don't stop a pasuk there. We don't use half psukim, so how can we do it over here? So the poskim seem to suggest, or at least the mafarshim suggest, that based on the pasuk about the shofar itself, Hashem Elokim b'shofar yiska, we really wouldn't know if that shofar is going to be a positive sound, or the sound of the shofar coming to indicate a certain degree of war. And so therefore, the pasuk continues, Hashem tzivakos yagen, that God is going to protect us. And I think there are two important lessons here for us to keep in mind as we get ready for the great day. The first one is, we have to be on the good side. We have a responsibility to be on the good side and not to get burned by the fire. Sometimes it happens that we get stuck in life in bad positions. If we make it our business to realize that we stay on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of the side of looking for what's within and where it seems to be cool to be, then Hashem tzivakos yagen, then God will protect us even when the sound is kabarak chito. And two, and I think this is also critically important, because of the day of Rosh Hashanah itself as a day that sets up for the future, that even in times of uncertainty, there's room to hang our hat on Hashem Tzivakos Yagen Aleinu. Even when we don't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is planning for us and for our loved ones, Hashem Tzivakos Yagen Aleinu, we have a responsibility to realize that God is protecting us. God is watching out what's best for us. So if you're not sure which way the shofar blows, just know, Hashem Tzivakos Yagen Aleinu. Finally, in the last of the psukim, Uviyom Simchaschem Uvamoadechem Uvrasheichadcheichem, on the day of your happiness, and on your Yamim Tovim, and on your Rashei Chadashim, Uskatem b'chatzotros, you'll blow the chatzotros, alolosechem e'azivchichem, for your, when you offer community karbanos, you nekrem lifnei Hashem lokechem, and that, those things will be included in front of Hashem. It's rather fascinating. If you thought the last pasuk in the Kol Pasuk the Lo Paski Moshe, the idea that we don't subdivide a pasuk, if you thought that created a problem in our Mosef, how about the fact that this pasuk has absolutely nothing to do with the shofar? This is totally about something else. This has to do with the chatzotros, with the trumpets that were blown in the Beis HaMikdash. Why is this pasuk inside and the ultimate pasuk of the 30 for 30? Why are we mentioning chatzotros? What happened? Did we run out of shofar psukim? In fact, Rabbi Soloveitchik and many, many others throughout history, beginning, I believe, with the Avud Raham, totally take out this pasuk and used a different pasuk where we actually do mention the shofar. But the tradition is to recite this pasuk, and Rabbi Soloveitchik did point out that the pasuk mentions the chatzotros because the chatzotros were blown for periods of joy. In other words, even though on Rosh Hashanah we have that sense of fear and we have that sense of dread, we still have a responsibility to walk away, and this is the last pasuk with which we are walking away, with a sense of contentment, with a sense of simcha. In fact, in the second Beis HaMikdash, when the people didn't even understand what it meant to have a Rosh Hashanah, Nehemiah came along and told them, Ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'uschem. Don't be sad, because the trust in Hashem, that's going to be the thing that goes along with you. And even Nehemiah wanted his people to go out and work with that understanding, that beloved nature of the nature of Rosh Hashanah. And so we walk away from this with the same understanding. We walk away from the Malkios, the Zichronos, and the Shofros, this awesome experience, not to be walking away with a sense of fear and dread, especially after a year where last year perhaps we didn't get it, and we're walking away this year with a different sense. But instead, we should walk away with a sense of pride and hope for the upcoming year. Rosh Hashanah Raphael Hirsch added that the pasuk Yom Simchaschem is not Moadechem. Yom Simchaschem is the day of your happiness. Moadechem are your Yamim Tovim. So when are the days of Yom Simchaschem? So it must be, says Rosh Hashanah Raphael Hirsch, any day we find ourselves in front of Hashem is a day of Simcha. And how do we? Why is that? So the best tool for us in that situation is the Chatzotzos, says Rav Hirsch. The shofar is the way that God speaks to us. The Chatzotzos is the way we speak and respond to Him. And what we are basically saying is, yes, we got the Malchios, we got the Izichronos, and we got the tool of the shofar, yes, but we know, Hashem, you've been trying to tell us that you're within us. We got it, and we're excited. And by the way, says Rav Hirsch, the best place to know that God is inside each and every one of us is to know that He's within us as a nation, that we are tied together so rather beautifully. And so therefore, I think as we close out the 30 from 30, this last pasuk should raise an issue for us. And what is that? It's a response. When I'm with my people and I'm in front of Hashem, there's nowhere else that I'd rather be. And two, we'll walk away from here with a sense of confidence. God is with us. God wants what's best from us. And God has the best intent for us and our nation as a whole. Hu heitiv, hu meitiv, hu yeitiv lanu. And if we keep these ideas in mind, all 30 of them, as we get ready for the Rosh Hashanah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us all sorts of great things. My blessings to you, and hopefully yours back to me, for a ksiva v'chasima tova, a special year, a year that has all sorts of great things happening to all of us and all of Am Yisrael. May this upcoming year be something incredible. L'shana tova tikasevu v'seichaseinu l'alto l'chaim tovim aruchim u'le shalom. Have a great, unbelievable day and year.